Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Today we are going to check in with our resident serial entrepreneur, John Warner. John is also founder of InnoVenture. He joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. John, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Mike.
Now, today is our final installment of your four-part series, Being Accountably Creative. And I understand today you have for us a story that comes from the art world.
Right. We've talked about a big corporation. We've talked about an entrepreneurial company. We've talked about a university. And now let's talk about a not-for-profit art festival. Years ago, there was a real estate executive in Greenville, Henry Horowitz. He was CEO of Insignia, which was a very large manager of apartment complexes across the country. And he had been in Oklahoma, and he had run an arts festival there that he thought would work well in Greenville. I remember having lunch with him and him telling me what he was going to create on the canvas of Greenville. And I told him at the time and said, Henry, you're going to hear that phrase again, the canvas of Greenville. I thought that was so cool. And, you know, he has this vision. And at the end of the day, really more than investing in a arts festival, people are rallying around Henry because he's been successful in business. He's done this before. People think he can be successful. And he starts framing what the arts festival was going to be. And we'd had this kind of arts and craft festival in Greenville before. And Henry used to say, there are going to be no corn dogs at Artisphere. I just remember that. That's kind of a funny way to frame it, isn't it? That it's going to be a much higher arts festival. You know, we're not going to have, you know, carnival kind of food. And while it sounds a little bit silly, I think it did make the point in the community of what he had in mind.
Well, it did. Who would have thought that the equation for success was to eliminate the corn dogs?
There you go. So now he's got to go put the team of people together that are going to do this. And maybe one of the most important is the city. So he's going to show up at the city and they're going to shut down some 6 blocks of Main Street for 3 days and have an arts festival. I mean, are you really serious? But because he had the reputation he did, he built a great relationship with Knox White. He was the mayor, and they worked out, you know, how to do this for the first year. We actually took a year off. I mean, we skipped a year so that we had time to plan properly and do it the right way. Once he's got the city on board, you know, then he starts to go into financial sponsors, you know, some of the major companies in town, asking them for support. You know, he got some support from the State Art Commission, and he put this together. Then in terms of Artisphere, he's pulling artists from all over the country that they operate on a circuit. And they go to different cities each weekend, and they do this. And so, you know, now what's essential is these artists have to make money, because if you're going to get the top quality artists across the country, then when they come spend 3 days here, I mean, it's a business for them. So they have to make money. So they started doing everything that they could to help these artists make money in Greenville, and the community supported it. And I've talked to artists that have said it's one of the most financially successful shows that come to each year. That's kind of neat, isn't it? In little Greenville, South Carolina.
It is. And it's always good to be reminded that artists are artists, but artists need to eat too. It is a business.
It is a business. And so, you know, ultimately, the end of the day, you know, it's helped Greenville in terms of its reputation. It's become a top 10 arts festival of its type in the country. So, you know, puts Greenville on the map again. The artists themselves are happy because they're making money. You know, Henry's happy because it was his vision, and he got to play it out, you know, here in town. And so, again, it's another one of those things where people kind of in their enlightened self-interest are able to see how they can, you know, get enough out of this to participate. And it's also something where, because it's so clear what the goal is and so clear what's essential, then everybody can kind of do their own thing. Creative people can all kind of do what only they can distinctively do to pull off a, you know, pretty awesome event like this year after year.
Well, John, thank you very much for sharing these stories with us in this series, Being Accountably Creative, for the month of September. We will see you next month.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is a serial entrepreneur and founder of InnoVenture. He spoke to us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And you can find us wherever you find your podcasts with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.